It's Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. To get in on the golf talk, call 1-888-760-3776. That's 888-760-ESPN. Email the show at golfexchange@thehondaclassic.com. Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is also brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa, the Palm Beach Kennel Club, the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, Village Golf Club, SportsInteriors.net, Edwin Watts Golf, and Transworld Business Brokers. Here's Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760 and streaming live at ESPN760.com.
All right, good morning, happy Sunday to you, and welcome to the show. It is the sixth day of April, the year is 2008. And another edition of Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, is on the air at 5 minutes after 8 o'clock on another gloomy and rainy Sunday morning in West Palm Beach. It has been a gloomy and rainy year so far here in South Florida, so hoping the sun comes and peeks out of the clouds later on today. But regardless, we will be talking golf for the next 2 hours. We'll take you to 10 o'clock. Russ Evans with you, riding solo today. My esteemed co-host Pat Rooney Jr. is on assignment. He really is, actually. He's on assignment. He is in Orlando with his family vacationing at the Ginn Resort, but he's going to be playing that course, which will the LPGA Tour will later be playing this year in the Ginn Open. So he's doing some field research, if you will, doing some playing of courses that the ladies will be playing later on this year. So when we will be talking about the Ginn Open leaderboard later this year on the Golf Exchange, Pat will have some firsthand experience of playing that course. So I am riding solo today, but I'm not alone because Colin Holder is behind the glass, making sure everything runs smoothly as he does each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. 888-760-3776 is the number to jump in on the Golf Talk. 888-760-3776. You can also email the show. GolfExchange@thehondaclassic.com is the email address. GolfExchange, all one word, @thehondaclassic.com. We are getting you ready for a wild day on the radio station today. ESPN Radio 760 has a bunch of sports for you. Of course, we're with you until 10 o'clock. We will hand it off to the Sunday Sports page with Evan and Steve live from San Antonio at 10. Of course, they will be talking about the two Final Four games last night. Of course, Memphis won the early game against UCLA and looked very impressive in doing it. Derrick Rose had 25 points, and Chris Douglas-Roberts had 28 for the Tigers, who are now 39-1 on the season. Incredible. They only had that one loss against Tennessee early on in the year. So Memphis is one half of the national championship on Monday night. And the other half, surprisingly so, is Kansas, who got out to a 28-point lead last night on the nation's number one team, North Carolina. They were up 40-12 through about 8 minutes of play last night in the game. North Carolina got within four at one point in the second half, but they couldn't close out the deal. And the Jayhawks end up winning going away. They end up winning by 16 points. So the Jayhawks will face the Tigers of Memphis in the national championship game on Monday night. So you can expect a lot of college basketball talk starting at 10 o'clock with Evan and Steve on the Sunday Sports page. We will follow that with Marlins baseball. The Marlins facing the Pittsburgh Pirates down in Miami. 1:10 first pitch for that one. Then later on tonight, we will cap things off with the Sunday night game of the week, the Chicago White Sox in Detroit to face the Tigers. All of that today right here on ESPN Radio 760. Also, don't forget tonight at 11:30, 5 Sports Live on News Channel 5, and Mike Goldstein, the host of the Saturday Sports page, will be on the television set tonight with Ryan Lieber. So tune in for that tonight at 11:30 on News Channel 5, 5 Sports Live with Ryan Lieber and Mike Goldstein. 888-760-ESPN is the number to jump in on the Golf Talk this morning. 888-760-3776. We have got a packed show for you today. It's going to be very Masters preview intensive. Of course, we have the first major of the LPGA season going on this weekend, so we'll be talking a lot about that as well. But a lot of Masters talk. At 8:30 this morning, just about 25 minutes from now, Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And, of course, I am not a lawyer, just a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. The sports professor, Rick Haro, is an attorney. He will be joining us at 8:30, along with Honda Classic Tournament Director Ed McEnroe. And we will be talking a lot about the business of the Masters. For the first time in Masters history, going back all the way to 1934, The Wednesday Par 3 contest will be televised. ESPN will be televising the Wednesday Par 3 contest at 3 p.m. this coming Wednesday. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be so much fun to watch. And then, of course, ESPN has the early coverage on Thursday and Friday. And CBS, as always, Jim Nantz and Nick Faldo will be handling the weekend coverage on CBS Saturday and Sunday. So 16 hours of television coverage coming up for us from Augusta, Georgia. Oh, my God. I'm going to watch all 16 hours. I might watch all 16 hours twice, Colin. I might watch the 16 hours live, and then, of course, I TiVo everything, so I'll watch it back again, like, next week. So I'll end up watching 32 hours of live Masters coverage. I cannot wait. So a lot of talk about the business of the Masters during our Golf Business and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. We'll also be talking about the LPGA Tour, and surprisingly, a big story in Golf World magazine this week that the LPGA Tour is struggling for television coverage and sponsorships. They just had another sponsor pull out, the Safeway tournament last week, which Lorena Ochoa won in very impressive fashion. Safeway has pulled out of that tournament, so they are now looking for a sponsor for that event. They've already been looking for a sponsor for one of their Hawaii events, which used to be called the Fields Open. Fields is no longer a sponsor of that event, so they're looking for a sponsor for that event. We know Bobby Ginn, who sponsors two events on the LPGA Tour, along with an event on the Champions Tour and another event on the PGA Tour. He's got four professional events that the Ginn Company sponsors, two of which are on the LPGA Tour. He is going through a slew of financial problems right now. The real estate market slump is a big part of that, as well as a $60 million lawsuit by 99 families in Michigan. So Bobby Ginn's financial troubles could also make their way into the LPGA Tour struggles for sponsorships as well. So along with the Masters talk, we'll also talk to Rick Haro and Ed McEnroe about the LPGA Tour's struggles. At 9:05 this morning, just about 1 hour from now, it is our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Ed McEnroe, Tournament Director of the Honda Classic, will join me in that segment as well. We will take a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, including a Masters topic. Of course, it's our Masters preview show this Sunday, so we definitely have to talk about a number of topics regarding Augusta, Georgia. And during Inside the Ropes, we're going to be talking about Colin Montgomery and his whining and crying about not being in the Masters field this week. You know what I always say, if you're upset about not being in a field, I got two words for you: play better. And Colin didn't do that, but yet Monty still feels that he needs to whine about not getting an invite to Augusta. So we'll talk about Montgomery's whining. We'll also be talking about the LPGA's first major of the year, the Kraft Nabisco, this weekend in Rancho Mirage, California. We'll get to the leaderboard in just 1 second, our sportsinteriors.net leaderboard report. But the question during Inside the Ropes will be, now that the LPGA Tour's first major is upon us, who is the best female golfer in the world yet to win a major? And that long list of ladies includes Natalie Gulbis and Paula Kramer and Ai Miyazato and a couple of other ladies, so we'll be kicking that topic around. And of course, it wouldn't be a Golf Exchange episode without talking about Tiger Woods, Colin. Even Tiger's not playing this week. He's getting ready for the Masters at his home in Orlando at Isleworth. But we're still going to talk about Tiger on the show today, because his silly season event in December in Sherwood Oaks, California, has a new sponsor. Target is out, and now Chevron is in. So it will now be called the Chevron World Challenge for the next 5 years at least, starting this December in Sherwood Oaks, California. And it's an interesting situation, because we talked about the LPGA Tour struggling for sponsors. Well, the PGA Tour finds itself needing a couple of sponsors for events on their rotation, including the Tampa event, which Pods just pulled out of after a very brief two-year sponsorship of that event. So the PGA Tour looking for a couple of sponsors themselves, and Chevron has decided to lay down $6 to $7 million to sponsor a silly season December event with a field of 16 players, instead of using that $6 or $7 million, which roughly is the same amount that the PGA Tour asked for a sponsor to sponsor a regular season full field event. So Chevron has basically decided, instead of sponsoring a full field 130, 140 man event between the months of February and October, that they'll go ahead and pay $6 to $7 million to sponsor a December silly season event with only 16 players in the field. But of course, Tiger Woods is one of those 16 players, so that's a big part of that. We'll talk about that as well during our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment. Also, as we do each and every week, we'll end the proceedings with our Palm Beach Kennel Club Fearless Prediction segment, giving you who we think will win all three tournaments today. We've got action on all three major tours, the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, and the Champions Tour, to that leaderboard in just 1 second. And also along the way, keep tuned for your chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Chili's Grill and Bar during our Chili's Golf Trivia. First thing is first, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, we will take a look at your leaderboards. The SportsInteriors.net leaderboard report, with over 55 years of experience in the business, Sports Interiors will complete your ideal collection. All teams, all sports, any item. Visit SportsInteriors.net and learn how they will customize your dream sports room and make you the envy of every sports fan you know. You can also call them up at 866-946-6237. We will start with the young men. The older men are in Capcana, Dominican Republic. The ladies this week are in Rancho Mirage, California. And the young men, the under 50 set, is in Houston, Texas for the Shell Houston Open at the 7,457-yard par 72 Redstone Track in a suburb of Houston, Humble, Texas. And after three rounds of play, a Texan is leading the proceedings. Johnson Wagner is at 15 under par 201 after a nice 3-under par 69 yesterday that followed up his 3-under par 69 on Friday's second round. That, of course, followed up a course record 9-under par 63 on Thursday. So Johnson Wagner shooting that 63, the course record on Thursday. Adam Scott also shot a 63 on Thursday. He withdrew. We'll get to him in a second. We had a couple of notable withdrawals this week. But first to the leaderboard, Johnson Wagner, the course record 63, 9-under par on Thursday, follows that up with bookend 69s over the weekend. He is at 15-under par 201. He is one shot ahead of another Texan, Chad Campbell. That's your final pairing today. Chad Campbell is at 14 under par 202, just one shot back of Wagner. Another Texan is tied for third. Bob Estes from Austin is at 12 under par 204. Charlie Hoffman also in that two-way tie for third at minus 12. Jeff Ogilvie is solo fifth right now at 10 under par 206. Matthew Goggin is alone at minus 9, 207. Then you've got three men tied at 8 under par. Steve Stricker, Brett Quigley, and Lucas Glover are all at minus 8, 208. And then you've got a slew of players at 7 under par, including Freddie Couples, a former champion here at the Shell Houston Open, and of course played his college golf in Houston. Bart Bryant, Billy Mayfair, KJ Choi, and Aaron Baddeley, some other of those players at 7 under par, 209. And then you've got some other big names at minus six, including a couple of Australians, Rod Pampling and Steve Elkington. Steve Elkington, a Houston resident, and of course plays his golf practices right there at the Champions Club in Houston. Davis Love III, another player at 6 under par 210. Of course, he is nine shots back of Johnson Wagner, and Davis Love III here the last week before Augusta is still on the outside looking into the Masters, and his string of 70 consecutive majors. Davis Love III is the current player right now, the active player who has the longest consecutive streak of playing in every major. It's likely going to come to an end because he is not in the field for the Masters as of yet, and unless he wins today, and he's got to shoot an incredible round and basically leapfrog about 20 players, he will not be playing in Augusta next week. And that's really one of the storylines this week at the Shell Houston Open. Of course, we saw a couple of players get into the field last week, including, of course, the champion at New Orleans, but also Peter Lonnard. Peter Lonnard finished second last week, but he accumulated enough points in the world rankings to jump into the top 50, so Lonnard, with his second-place finish last week at the Zurich, gets himself into next week's Masters because of his top 50 ranking, but that's not in effect this week. They're not going to reshuffle the world rankings and give anyone who is not yet in the field who makes it into the top 50 after their finish this week at Houston. They're not going to get into the field. The only automatic qualifier this week for the Masters is only one, and that's whoever wins today at the Shell Houston Open. And as of right now, only two men in the top seven are already in the field. Jeff Ogilvie and Steve Stricker are the only two men in the top seven right now who are already in the field for the Masters. So there's a lot of those guys that are playing good this week. Johnson Wagner, surprising that Chad Campbell is not yet in the field, but he's not. He's still not in the Masters. Campbell, Bob Estes, Charlie Hoffman, Matthew Goggin, Lucas Glover, a lot of those players that are right at the top of that leaderboard, obviously they've got they've got a good reason to play good this week, and that is getting into the field next week.